A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Chaf Vav, Beya 26b, pagination page 52. About midway on the page, maybe a drop lower, in the beginning of a line, Yesh Muktza Lachatzi Shabbos, O Ein Muktza Lachatzi Shabbos. Is it possible for an item to be muktza for part of Shabbos and not muktza for a different part of Shabbos? The essence of the question is that normally an item acquires its muktza status when Shabbos begins. So Bein HaShmashos, that time after Shkia, after sunset, on Friday evening, that's when the status of muktza is decided, and the item is either going to be muktza or not going to be muktza. The Gemara here entertains situations where the item was available at first, then it became muktza. And the question is, when it gets restored to its acceptable status, will we consider that acceptable and not muktza or not? Drop down about 10 lines, and in the beginning of a line, Ein muktza lachatzi Shabbos. The Gemara takes the position that we would not say muktza for half of Shabbos. In other words, since it was once acceptable, if it gets restored to that acceptable status, it will be acceptable. The Gemara says, Lema misayeya le, I'd like to bring you a proof. Vishavin, everyone agrees, she'im nolad, that if an animal is born, umumo imo, with a blemish. We're talking about a firstborn. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the firstborn would have to be brought to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So if it has a blemish that invalidates it from being brought to the Beis HaMikdash, then there would be a procedure by which you can use it. So we're kind of hoping nowadays that the Bechor has a mum, has a blemish, so that it can be dealt with. If, however, it's born without a mum, so then there's a time when it's actually forbidden, until we finally have it, that it gets its blemish. So Vishavin, everyone agrees, she'im nolad umumo imo, if an animal is born with a mum, she'zem min amuchan, that's considered available for Yom Tov use. V'habachor me'ikara havachazi agavime, this is a case where when Shabbos began, the animal would be permitted through its mother. Had you shecht the mother on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to eat the child. Is yalid, upon birth, idchile, it became forbidden, because we don't know if it's kosher or not. You wouldn't be able to do anything with it, because even if it has a mum, you don't know what the ruling on that type of blemish is. Is it considered significant enough to permit the animal? Achaze lechacham, and then you show it to the expert, ishtarile, and it becomes permitted. So here's an example of, it was permitted when Yom Tov began, it became forbidden upon birth, and then when you showed the mum to the expert, it becomes permitted, and we're ruling that it's acceptable. So that's a proof of Ein Muktza Lachatzi Shabbos, that we're not going to enforce its Muktza status. Amar Abai, v'itemer Rav Safra, kigon d'yasvi dayoni hosom. It could be that the dayonim, the experts, were sitting there at the birth, and therefore, at no time did you distance yourself from use of this animal. You simply turned to the dayonim and said, please check the animal. And they checked the animal, they saw the mum, and it became permitted immediately. I'm mentioning this case, even though it's a little bit sophisticated, because it really gives us the outline of what the Gemara is after. Permitted item became forbidden. It becomes permitted again. Is it acceptable? Toshima, the Gemara continues, Haya ochel ba'anovim, if you're eating grapes, v'hosir, there was leftover, so this was a totally usable product, v'helon legag, you put it on the roof, lasos me'am tzemukim, to make raisins. So the item starts out acceptable. As it dries, it becomes objectionable, unappetizing, until finally it becomes the product called a raisin. B'te'enim, figs, v'hosir, v'helon, legag, lasos me'am grogros, and you want to make dried figs of it. So during the process, it's not appetizing. So there's a statement here, lo yocha me'am achiyazmin b'od yom, if you had in mind, then it would be acceptable. Let's look at the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom. The Gemara suggests the case is Chazu v'idchu v'hodor ichazu. Originally, it was acceptable, edible. Then it became a problem. And then it became good again. Rashi explains that what happened was it rained on them. They got bloated. They were not acceptable. And then the sun dried them during Yom Tov and made them acceptable. So again, this concept that we're dealing with, at one point it was unacceptable. When it gets restored, can you use it? So just to keep our bearings here, let me mention Simen Shin Yud Sif Gimel. The Mechaber rules, anything that was acceptable, Bein Hashmashos, if something happened that ruined it, but then it got fixed again, Chazer Lehetero, it is restored to its original status of permitted. It's only when something is forbidden, Bein Hashmashos, that it remains forbidden for the rest of the day. So again, going back to our cases, if it starts off Mutter, when Shabbos Yom Tov begin, even if it becomes muktzah along the way, as long as it gets restored, it will be acceptable. Now, this concept that we launched on to discuss items that become unacceptable in between is actually developed by the Gemara in far more global perspective here, as to what exactly is considered muktzah, even if it's unacceptable, bein hashmashos, but if it's expected to change, then it might actually not be muktzah at all. Take a look at the bottom line, second word. Amar Rav Zeira said, Toshema, I want to bring you a proof, mipulin va'adoshim, from beans and lentils, which on Yom Tov, Me'ikara chazu lachus, originally you could have eaten them raw. Shadinu bikdeira, you toss them into a pot on Yom Tov. Idchu lahu, and they're not edible. During the cooking process, they're mush. They're not good as a stew yet, and they're not enjoyable as a fresh bean either. But when the cooking process is done, chazulu, they become acceptable, and that's what we do all of Yom Tov. We're throwing food. Some of it could have been eaten already. We throw it into the pot. It becomes inedible, and then it's good. So you see that this concept of starting off good, then developing in an unacceptable, unappetizing way, and then being restored to an edible status, is perfectly fine. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, Uletaymeich, according to your reasoning, with cooking as a proof, Tikshilach, I could ask even greater, Kederos da'alma, you have pots cooking on the fire. Dostam kideris da'alma ben hashmashas ros chosein. Presumably, they are very hot. Ula'urto achlinan minayu. And then later on, we're going to eat from those pots that were very hot. They were scalding hot. They were impossible to eat from. Says Abaye, there's a far greater global perspective here. Gomro b'ni de'odom lo komi bo'ilon. Anything that's finished by the human being, that's totally predictable, that it's going to be available later, even if it was forbidden theoretically from consumption, or not forbidden, that sounds halachic, but unavailable to consumption, ben hashmashos, after sunset, since it's gomro b'day adam, it's normal, and it's within human reach, to make it available, that was never the discussion over here. Kikami boilan gomro b'day shamayim. The only cases we were asking is if it's up to heaven, it's unpredictable. Will it be sunny enough to dry the fig? But if you have anything, simply because it's too hot, so I'll take it off the fire, it'll cool down. Likewise, the poskim say, you have something in the freezer, that if it would only be defrosted, it'll be edible, so it's not muktza, because that's something I can do. I can take it out, put it in room temperature, and it'll become available. The cases that we were discussing is if you have something which requires an unpredictable medium in order to make it available. We were discussing figs. The poskim want to compare this perhaps to wet clothing. I say perhaps because it really depends how wet. Some wet clothing will just air dry. It doesn't require sunlight. It doesn't require anything like an unpredictable weather pattern. Regular, normal environment will dry it. And such an item is not going to be considered muktza, even if it was in that status, ben hashmashos, unless he specifically left it in a way that made it clear that he's not interested in it, he didn't hang it up. But if an item, for example, is at the end of a washing machine cycle, where the washing machine dries it out by spinning it, so firstly, it's not very wet. It's not tofach hamanas lahatfiach. It's not so wet that if you touched it and then touched something else, it would make the next thing wet. And secondly, basic air drying will dry it. Makes no difference whether it's a sunny day or not. Such an item will not be considered muktza. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.